Good evening, it's your Nathan, everybody. Look, I'm gonna get right into it, man. My man Melo just signed with the Houston Rockets. And I don't appreciate the ridicule that Melo gets. And I try to tell people all the time that the NBA always needs a bad guy or a fall guy. Just think about it, all the years that of the NBA, they always had that one guy that they always just pointed their finger at, that everybody talked about. And everybody was saying the same thing about this guy that seemingly most of the NBA did, but they just always pointed it out with this guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to dive into history right now, but you got to look at it. Melo's such a bad player for allegedly not playing defense and holding the ball. Like, tell me which NBA superstar these days doesn't hold the ball. Like, I mean, LeBron literally holds the ball for more than 60% of the shot clock. You know what I'm saying? You got Harden. You got Chris Paul. You got Westbrook. You got KD. You got all these other ball dominant guys who holds the ball, but yet Melo's the only one who gets ridiculed for it. You know what I mean? And I just think it's unfair and unjust. And I tell people that they fall into the brainwashery of the NBA. Like, everybody says, hey, Melo has no defense. And this is how I equate no defense. Listen to me, people. Played basketball on every level except the NBA. Couldn't make it. I chased that dream for a long time. So listen, this is how I equate no defense. In my prime, now let's just go. Let's just say at Virginia Tech, when I played at Virginia Tech, I averaged 8.8 points career. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's my career total when I finished my 2 years at Virginia Tech. Now, if you had no defense, I feel like if I played you and you had no defense, I would have scored 16 on you or maybe 24 on you. You know why? Because I played against with guys with defense, without defense, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We can go on, and I averaged 8. So now that I doubled my point total for my career on you, or just my season on you, that means you kind of subpar. You know what I'm saying? Because everyone else allowed me to score somewhere in the range of 8 points. Now, if I double it on you, then I can legitimately say in this level of basketball, you have no defense. But if I allowed you to score what everybody else allowed you to score, how was my defense so terrible? Let's think about that. Everyone allowed you to score 22 points. So that I let you score 25 or 26, I'm the worst defensive player in the world? How, Sway? How? Okay, let's just move on from that. They talking about my man Melo is washed. And I hate to sound like a LeBron hater, but I just don't like the credit that they give this dude. We'll get into that in a different segment. But listen, they like to say my man Melo was washed because he only averaged 16 points. So when I make the argument that LeBron takes away from people's games, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody that comes to him seemingly outstanding leaves him as a subpar player. You know what I'm saying? You got Chris Bosh came into him, double-double machine. Then he turned into a low, kind of sort of a double-double man, 10 and whatever that he did, forced to be a three-point shooter on the perimeter. They would, you know, Kevin Love went to him, same thing happened. D-Wade, same thing happened. You know, so many studs went to play with this guy, and their point total dropped by 5 to 6 to 8 points. And the excuse they gave was, when you play with other superstars, your point total is going to go down. You know what I'm saying? Everything's going to go down. You know what I'm saying? That's just the price you pay for playing with superstars. Okay, cool. You know what? I won't be a hater. Fine. I'll let them swing it. I'll let them say that. Moving on to now. Melo averaged 22, 23 points, somewhere around 22 points for his career. He gets to, now this is his 15th season now, he gets to OKC, he averaged 16. Now all of a sudden, Melo, this is the worst scoring he'd ever done. He's terrible, he's trash, oh my God, how can he not want to come off the bench, blah, 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 blah. Listen, this man played with Russell Westbrook. This dude shot 50 shots in one game this season. Okay, cool. Whatever. And on top of Russell Westbrook, he played with another killer in Paul George. So, if we can in the same breath say, when you play with superstars, your point total goes down, why is my man considered a wash when his point total only went down 6 points in a system and a structure that doesn't fit him at all? He still managed to scrape out 16 points playing with the scraps that these guys allow me to get. I still scrape out 16 points being the third option in this somewhat of a system when Russell just runs around and kicks out and dishes and expect you to hit when he wants you to hit, not when you're in a rhythm or anything. You know what I'm saying? So, I think that they give my guy a bad rap. But when I point the finger to other guys who, you know what I'm saying, look similar to him, they tell me I'm a hater. Like, I've never seen LeBron stop anybody on ball. But Melo gets ridiculed for it. Yes, LeBron, and I think people underestimate or they overuse the term defense. Like, on-ball defense is where it's at. Like, nobody ever says D-Wade got great on-ball defense, but they never ridicule him for not having great on-ball defense. You know why? Because he has great off-the-ball defense. Now, Melo doesn't have great on-ball or great off-the-ball defense. He's just a solid defensive player, but he doesn't have the athleticism as those guys have. So then it looks weird now. You know what I'm saying? Because he can't get to the loose balls. He can't shoot the gaps like they do. Yeah, they're more athletic than him. But you've never, ever, ever seen Melo get torched. You know what I'm saying? I've watched Jason Terry bake LeBron in them. I've watched Dirk bake LeBron. You know what I'm saying? And he's supposed to have defense. Now, everybody gets baked, but I've never seen, like, Jordan get torched by Anthony. What's the boy named? Greg Anthony. That's the equivalent of Jason Terry. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen that. I've never seen Kobe get torched by I don't even know who was like a fucking Jason Terry back then. We gotta stop with this, guys. Like, listen to me, hear me. Don't just listen to tidbits of it. Listen to me and look at the game for what it is. My hoopers will. You fans, you won't. You'll just call me a hater. But all hoopers know you can only hope to contain guys on a certain level. There's no stopping professional athletes. There's a level of containment. Now, if you're averaging 22, then if you get 25, I've done my job, because you always get 22. Three over, I did my job. You know what I'm saying? But if you're getting 10 points over your average, then I'm trash. I've never seen nobody do that to Melo, but everybody says he has no defense. I think they confuse his hustle and his athleticism with defense, and it's two different things. But yeah, I'm just here. That's just some food for thought. Let me talk my shit, man. I'm just doing me, man. Stay tuned. I got more topics. Y'all hit me if y'all want to hear my opinion on other things, man. It's just me talking. You feel me? Let me talk my ish. It's Joe Nathan, everybody, and I'm out of here. Good afternoon. It's Joe Nathan, everybody. I'm just here. I'm going to try to briefly keep this under. And I want you guys to give me some feedback on this.
Listen, topic of the day. In a committed relationship, we're talking about living, companions, we're talking about marriage, we're talking about engagements, no kids, but just you and your companion. For however long you guys been doing it, you know, marriage, engagement, together, living. Do you think in that relationship that your body is solely yours to operate and do with as you please without consultation or a thumbs up from your significant other? Like, I'm talking about, you know, hair colors, tattoos, weight loss, weight gain, that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because I often get into conversations with people and they think, no, this is my body. I'm going to do with it as I please. You know what I'm saying? And guys don't even, they don't even give it a second thought. Guys going to do what they want to do with their body. It's not even a second thought. Like, hey, I want to gain 400 pounds. I want to look like Incredible Hulk. That's what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like as a partner, you can't do that without at least a conversation. You know what I'm saying? Hear me out. Like, we have to understand that when you change your body, it changes who you are as a person completely. And people often don't say that. I mean, they don't say that they're going to change because they have no idea that they're going to change. Like, if you go from a overweight woman who has no confidence, who can't look people straight in the eye, who has trouble eating in front of people, and then you all of a sudden become 50, 60 pounds lighter, that's going to boost your confidence level, create a whole different world that you weren't included in before. Same as on the other hand, if you were a guy who was out of shape, had a dad bod, then you turn yourself into a athlete, you know what I'm saying, who likes to walk around with a shirt off now, and that's going to increase your confidence level. So this changes who you are as a person, and people often don't know that when that happens. So if you're with a significant other, it would behoove you to ask them or have this conversation with them, because there's going to be a lot of changes in your life if these changes happen the way you want them to. And I just think people don't understand that there's consequences to those kind of changes if it's not talked about. And they're sometimes often very negative for the group, not for the individual, but for the group. You know what I'm saying? And it becomes, when we used to talk things out, now it's like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You feel that much more confidence. People get a lot of confidence from looking good. I'm telling you. So that's my conversation for the day. And I just want to hear people's thoughts on it, because people often think that it's just up to them. And it's not mainly based on the confidence level of it. It's based on if I like you and I love you and I treat you damn good as who you are right now, why are you messing that up? You know what I'm saying? I understand wanting to get healthy, but don't mess up what we got if there's no need to. You know what I'm saying? Because if I like my BBW, I like my BBW. If I like my petite chick, I like my petite chick. If she likes her man with a dad bod, then that's what she, and she's good and faithful to you no matter how she looks. She's good and faithful to you. Rock with it. If she likes her buff dude, but you don't like, that's how she met you and that's how you always been, but now that you got her, you feel like you don't got to work that hard to keep that body. No, that's what she got with you for, dog. So now you got to maintain that body. You don't got to get no bigger, but you can't get any smaller. You know what I'm saying? You have to be who you are and stay as close to that as possible throughout the duration of this relationship until you guys have a discussion on it. You know what I'm saying? Everything can't last forever as far as physical appearances, and people know that. But it's until nature starts taking its course, your significant other should at least have a say or an option in which direction that you go. That's all I'm saying. Thank y'all for listening. Let me talk my shit, man. I got more coming. Y'all stay tuned.